We are live, so I will wait momentarily while some people chime in, but I am doing something I have not done in the past, which is I'm recording it for my podcast as well. So let's start it off as if I'm doing the podcast. So welcome to Tea with V, everyone. Today's topic will be goal setting. What's up, ladies? What's up, ladies? Appreciate all of you tuning in. This is Tuesday night, Tea with V, so I'm excited to speak to all of you. What's up, Jive? Oh, I see my girl Catherine there. My girl Miss JoJo. What's up, everyone? All right, ladies and gents. So again, let's get started with this week's topic, which is goal setting. I got a lot of different requests. There were some that I didn't even post, but it's just great to hear and see that a lot of you, you know, want to continue seeing the Tea with V's. And I'll share a little bit for those of you who are not aware, because I've gotten questioned a few times in regards to my podcast. So all of the Tea with V started 3 years ago, it's going to be 3 years. And it was right after I gave birth to my daughter. I was obviously home more, and I wanted to still be at service at some point. You know, I've always been about personal development and obviously, you know, speaking life and motivation and training, all that kind of stuff. But I wanted to do it in other aspects as well. And that's why I started my Tea with V blog. It's actually still available. You can see things. I think the last time I probably wrote something was a year ago, but teawithv.com, that's my blog. And then I started my podcast, which is available on iTunes podcast. So if you haven't subscribed already, please go and subscribe. You can find it, Tea with V, on Apple's podcast. I'm actually, like I stated, am recording this. Hopefully, I'm recording it correctly so I can get the audio version of it and upload it there as well, because I've noticed that not many people can always join the live. Not many people can always join to either watch the video, but a lot of people can just tune in. So this is just going to give more availability for those who can just tune in at a later time to, you know, to speak about this topic in specific. So goal setting, right? How to do it and why it's so important. Now, I want all of you to learn this term. It's going to be really easy for you to understand it. Always set SMART goals. Now, what does that mean? Specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time bound. Again, just think of SMART. Specific, measurable, achievable. What's R? Relevant. What's T? Time bound, right? So this is something you can definitely apply in all areas of your life. Like I stated, I'm going to give you some examples of what I did, you know, when it came to business, what I'm doing now, you know, that I'm in my fitness journey. And for those of you who have known me and probably follow me from some time, this is not the first time I start a fitness journey, you know? So I had started this before I had my daughter. I had achieved some goals. I let life happen to me. I got pregnant, and then there I was again. So here I am, you know, setting goals, but I'm going to share the different stuff. But I'll start with the main one that most people, I think, probably on now are trying to understand how they can set. And this is not just in my line of business. This applies to any business, and not just if you own a business, but even in your career, why you should set goals and how to do it. Now, you have to be specific about it. So let's say, for example, in my career as an accountant, when I had my job, my goal was to become CFO. Like, eventually that was what I was working towards. So I knew that wasn't going to happen overnight. What I had to do was commit to more hours, honestly, to learn the trade more, learn from my mentors in, you know, the workforce, and work my way up the ladder. And those were goals I had set, you know, prior to joining, you know, and having my own business. But that's something that you can do. So if you are a commission-based salesperson, you know, if it's not necessarily your own business, but let's just put into tail all these things. If you have your own business, if you're a salesperson, or even if you're a career person, you need to make specific goals. What does that mean? if you want to make your bonus of 10,000, I'll give you an example of a cousin of mine, right? So she needed to make, let's say, I don't remember the exact goals, but I remember her telling me these things. It was like a few years ago. She had to sell a certain amount of, she worked in a hotel. She had to sell a certain amount of group dates, basically stays in order to reach a bonus of, I don't remember what it was. Let's say it was $10,000 bonus. So she set her goals. In the next 60 days, I have to set this amount of people to stay in this hotel. Guess what she did? She was specific with it and she got it and she got her commission. That's what you can do when it comes to your career. You have to write your goals down. Be specific. Remember when I started this, I said SMART. How do you do that? Be specific with your goals. What is it that you want to attain? You want to make the bonus? What do you need to make the bonus? You want to reach a certain rank when it comes to, you know, your network marketing business? Okay, how many sales do you need? Do you need 200? Do you need 100? Do you need 50? Be specific. Everyone always speaks about all the things they want to accomplish. Yes, I understand that. But it's not just about that. If you're not specific about it, you're never honestly going to achieve it. You have to write these things down. These are the things that I did when I got started with my business as well. I wanted to reach a certain number. I wanted to make a certain amount of money, certain things I wanted to reach before I retired myself. These were specific goals and you have to be willing to write them down. Now, another thing that I want you guys to pay attention to, right? Now, instead of thinking of the price, right? So you started a new business, you started network marketing, you started your career, whatever it is. You're like, you're thinking about the end result, the prize, right? So for me, the prize was to let go of my job. Like that was my first prize. The minute I can do that, that's going to be my prize. What is your prize? But stop thinking about the prize. You actually have to think about the price. What price do you have to pay to get to that specific goal? I think too many times we focus on the price. Yes, that's the goal. That's the reason why you're working so hard. But if you don't speak to yourself and tell yourself, okay, what's the price I have to pay? Then how do you know if you're willing to sacrifice that, right? If I wanted to reach a certain goal, I had to sacrifice, guess what? Quality time away from my husband, quality time away from my daughter, no hanging out, no friend time, no going out on date nights, no weekend lounges. That was the price I had to pay to get my prize. What? Do you know what price you have to pay to get to your prize? Right now, when I started my fitness journey, I wanted to lose, 10 pounds within 2-3 months. That was my goal. That was the prize. I was going to be 10 pounds less. But what was the price that I had to pay? That means I had to stop eating French fries. I needed to stop, drinking alcohol often. These are things that I had to tell myself, the sacrifice you have to pay. So again, tell yourself, what price are you willing to pay to get to the prize? It's not enough to write your goal and say, oh, okay, I want to, become this. Okay, cool. Do you know what sacrifice you have to make? Are you aware of that? If you're not, then this is something you have to teach yourself and tell yourself, what price do I have to pay, right? So let's get back to the acronym, SMART, specific. I already told you to be specific. Write the number of people you need, the amount of sales you need to make. I love fries too, girls, but I couldn't continue with the fries, Jonathan. No, you can't continue to have the fries. That's the truth. And again, this is short-term sacrifice, right? So when it came to my business, I didn't do all those things. Most people are not willing to sacrifice 2 years of no date night, friend outing, no quality time with your husband. Like, many people are not willing to do that. But guess what? It's a short-term sacrifice because eventually that you can get to do all these other things. It's the same thing in this when it comes to health. Yes, the tostones. Listen, that's why I got an air fryer, okay? I got an air fryer because I love tostones. But I had to realize that if I want those 10 pounds to disappear, then guess what? I need to let go of the tostones. But it's a short-term sacrifice, because guess what? I have come across a lot of, you know, fit people. I have, you know, trainer friends, etc., and they cheat. You know what I mean? Like, they have their fries, they have their cakes, they have all this, but they are allowed to do it because they've been so, they've paid the price that they can have the prize more often. You get my drift? I hope all of you are getting that. You have to pay the price. The next one is make sure your goal is achievable. By that, I mean, everyone wants to be a millionaire, but if you've never even made six figures in a year, it's really hard for you to think you're gonna become a millionaire that year. And this is just facts, okay? It doesn't matter how hard you work, the likelihood of that happening is very slim. So be honest with yourself. When I started my health fitness journey right now in March, I wanted abs. I wanted abs, I wanted a chiseled arms, like all that. Was that really going to happen? Maybe. Maybe it could have been possible if I was willing to sacrifice and pay that price of literally no cheating, you know, gym, literally every day. Like, I'm sure it's achievable. I'm sure there have been people who have achieved abs in a short amount of time. But I was honest with myself and I asked myself, is that achievable for me? Is that achievable? Is it aligned with the price that I'm trying to pay right now? It wasn't. So I said, you know what? Just take it a notch down. You're not gonna have abs by August, Val. You're not gonna have these chisels on, but guess what? You will be better off and you are going to be able to lose some weight. Okay, so the next one, right, is relevant. Now, is your goal relevant with what you want, what you have going on in your life? Is it relevant? It doesn't work if it's not relevant. We have too many goals, okay? We wanna, you know, be the best chef. You wanna be the best cyclist. You want abs. You wanna make $1 million this year. You want to do everything that your mind can think of right now. No, I'll be honest with you. If you want to truly reach a goal, you have to be laser focused. You need to have these laser focused goals. Now, can you juggle 2-3 goals at a time? Yes, but understand that kind of, it's going to make it harder for you to achieve that one goal quicker. You know what I mean? Like, if, again, I'm telling you, when it came to business, 2-3 years, laser focus, no nothing. Guess what? I didn't think about my health. I was not like, we were just so focused on getting the results. Everything else came second. Literally, it came second. So make sure that it's relevant with the life that you're trying to attain. Be honest with yourself, right? Now, the next one is time bomb. What time are you Again, you're trying, you're telling yourself you want to lose 20 pounds. I want to make $20,000 this year, you know, in a side hustle. I want to make this, okay. But are you writing the date down? How much do you need to make every month? Okay, after you realize how much you have to make every month, how many sales do you need to make every week? How many people do you need to speak to in order to make those sales? These are the things, and actually I'm going to share with you. So earlier this year, I did a, for those of you who know a little bit about, I always speak about my mentor, my friend, Kelly Aceta. She had a really cool workshop earlier this year, a woman's workshop. And it was one part of it was about setting your goals, right? And again, I've been in my line of business for almost 10 years now. I've done goal setting prior to my business. Many of you have done different types of goal settings on your own. However, it took for me to literally go to this workshop virtually, and it reminded me to write my goals, like on a weekly basis, I mean, like time bound what I wanted to accomplish. So this is an example here. And I'll just share with you, look at this here. So these are the dates that I put of things I wanted to accomplish, how much I wanted to weigh by then. And guess what? I reached those goals. I'm looking at these papers now, and in the beginning, I was really on top of it. I was like, okay, I said by this week I would reach this. I didn't always hit the mark, more or less, but for the most part, I'm like, okay, I was 2 pounds off, you know, these last 2 weeks. Okay, maybe I'll make it up here, etc. And guess what? I was able to attain it. So set the times. Again, whether if that's in your business, Set the dates. What do you want to accomplish by then? How many sales you want to make? How much money do you want to make? Whatever is your goal, write the dates down. And I feel like the smaller you make the time frame, the easier it is for you, because the more realistic it'll be for you. So what do you want to accomplish by August 15th? Do you want to have 2 new sales? Do you want to make that bonus of $100 that comes into your business? Okay, what do you need to get to that? Write the date down. Write the date down. So make sure you're doing that portion of it, right? Now, that's when it came to business and obviously my health journey. I am continuing to pursue that. I'm continuing to push myself, telling myself that abs is possible at some point, even though I've had 3 babies. I'm hoping and working, not hoping. I'm working so that it is possible for me. And these are goals that I'm setting for myself when it comes to health. And honestly, I'm actually joking about the abs. I've never really cared for abs. I just want a flat stomach. That's what I've said. I'm like, I'm going with a flat stomach, and I do want to be stronger. That's what I'm working on. I remember, again, like I said earlier, a few years ago, I started my fitness journey, and I was doing great. I hit it, and then I allowed my environment to mess me up. And that's something I want to speak to you, ladies and gents, on. Is the environment you're in on a constant basis helping your goals or not? So if I'm trying to get fit, is it smart for me to keep hanging out with people that only like to drink and eat all sorts of crazy food all the time? No. You're setting yourself up for failure, not success. Set yourself up for success. Stop putting yourself in an environment where we're humans, okay? If I'm put in a constant, I'm like, oh, you cooked that, oh, you made this, oh, you did that, let me take a piece. And guess what? That messes with my goals. When it comes to your business, who are you hanging around with on a daily basis, on a weekly basis? Are they helping you reach your goals? Are they stretching your thinking? Are they challenging you? And it says she needs to move out. No, you don't need to move out. And it's you need to be the one that sets the tone, right? So I've been the one who's been setting the tone when it comes to food, even with my kids. Like, my kids are not on a diet, but I'm trying things. There's things that they love. They love, you know, chicken nuggets and chicken cutlets and tostones and all these things. However, I'm doing what? I'm trying to make smarter choices for them, not just for them, but for me. So I don't, you know, crave that much into all the bad habits. With health, do you recommend focusing on establishing eating habits first or working out? Me personally, I think I like to combine both at the same time, because when I work out, I feel bad if I cheat. You know what I mean? Like, if I worked out and I'm going to go and have McDonald's after, I want to kick myself in the butt. Because it's like, why? You just killed yourself in the gym and you're going to go ahead and do that? So I like to combine both. But I always say that, honestly, eating is probably the more easier. I wouldn't say easier, but it's the better route, because I feel like you'll see faster results if you just get your nutrition in check. And it starts with one thing. Start drinking water with everything. Something simple as that. Drink water with everything. Don't, no soda, no juice, no milkshakes, no, none of it. Drink water with everything. So I suggest if working out is probably not, you don't have the time, or it's not really your thing, definitely start with nutrition. My sister-in-law, who's actually here, shout out to Stacy, who just put out the cookie, right? She has lost, I forgot how much, but I think it's been like over 20 pounds, or definitely, I think maybe even 30 pounds during quarantine. And she has not really worked out that much, but she has been top notch on top of her nutrition. So it's definitely possible. If you don't have the time, just be smarter when it comes to that. Me, I don't mind working out. Like I said, it makes me not want to cheat. Like if I know I kick butt, then I said, you know what? I'm not going to cheat and eat this craziness all day. Look at that. That's Stacy right there. She lost 60 pounds. All right. My other sister-in-law too, Joanna, she's been in, see now, Joanna, and yes, I'm going to shout her out so we can keep her accountable. All right. Joanna has also lost weight. I think she's lost like 25 or 30 pounds around there. But she's been incorporating both. She's been making smarter choices when it comes to her drinking, but she's been working out. So she knows she needs to get her nutrition more in check, but what has been helping her is more the exercising, because she's enjoying it, the walking, the running, the things that she's been doing. So I tell everyone, work, do what you feel is gonna work for you, whatever you feel is easier to do. Yes, if you want abs like Masood, you have to put in the work, okay? See, now he's a perfect example of someone who, when you get fit, you can cheat, because I see him eat. I don't think I've ever seen him eat healthy, at least not around me. I'm sure he eats good, because you can't have abs without eating good. But around me, I've never seen him put like crazy, like when I went to his barbecue, he was feeding me, you know, fried fish. So I don't know how much he does it, but whatever. He has abs, so he's doing something, right? I'm currently eating red peppers and avocados with vinegar, chili powder, and drizzle. Oh my God. That's great. That's awesome, 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 awesome. Making smart choices. So how about your abs? Jay, I've never seen Jay with abs. I'm sorry, Jay. I can't lie on you, okay? This is gonna be recorded and posted. So I can't speak about your abs. However, he is a great boxer, okay? I can speak on that. He's a great boxer, and I'm sure if he wanted abs, he would have them. But I'm sure he obviously doesn't care for it. My husband says the same thing. He's like, I don't care for abs. Because, you know, my bank account has abs. Like, that's his way of speaking, all honesty. But he's on his way. Like, my husband's definitely, again, same thing. And it's not just about abs that will work. It's just being more health conscious. And I'm trying to not get into that part of it. But even when it comes to COVID and Corona, ladies and gents, majority of the people who are suffering from this are because they are overweight. So how can we help ourselves become healthy? You don't have to have a chiseled abs. You don't have to have all this chiseled, but let's be more health conscious. You know, garbage in, garbage out. Good food in, then you feel good outside. So I'm learning, and trust me. Yes, I am a foodie. And Joanna knows me, I'm a big foodie. Like, I love mac and cheese. Chicken, fried fish. I am the first one to tell you. I'm telling you, in the past, I've had, you know, one of my trainer friends, Adrian, he always be like, oh, you know, you can do it. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. Like, the way my family cooks, like, it's hard to say no to that. And you've never tried my cooking. Like, you can't say no to my cooking, so you don't get it. But I had to start being realistic with myself. And again, health reason, me seeing my, what runs in my family, which is diabetes and high blood pressure, all those things. And I said, that's gonna be my future if I don't switch it up. And I've never been like a horrible eater. I've always drink water. I'm not a soda kind of person, but I knew I could start making smarter choices. And by me doing that, you know, I set the tone for the rest of the house. And that's what, like I was telling you, and as you can definitely set the tone. You know, so you're the chef there. You can make smarter choices because all that makes a difference. So that was the, again, goal setting. I hope you guys took notes on that. When it came to business, when it came to my fitness journey. But last but not least, I know I even spoke about relationships. And I know this is probably going to take another round, but when I've had two relationships in my life, okay? One of them I married, it's my husband. But even the one that I was in prior, I was young, okay? Just imagine, I got with my husband, I was 17. So my previous one was, I was 15. But from the beginning, I set the tone, all right? This was my goal. I'm like, do not think I'm this person that you come in, hit it, quit it, kind of like that's not my style. Like, if that's what you're here for, you're wasting your time, bro, because that's not going to happen with me, right? So this is some things that I even tell ladies. Yes, most of you are probably not teenagers anymore. You're probably in your 20s, early 30s. If you're not married, I think it is important to set goals when it comes to your relationship, you know? La mujer hace el hombre. Yes. You know, so if you are dating someone and I'm not telling you started dating them 2 months, you're like, all right, listen, I want to have kids next month and get married and, you know, 2 months after that, I'm not saying that. But I do say, don't waste your time. If I was in my 20s and, you know, I'm seeking or willing to be in a relationship, the first thing I would set out is, look, right now, I'm not, again, depending on how you feel. If you're looking to have fun, then don't settle down. I'm not the type of person that I'm going to be, like, having a relationship just to have it for fun. Like, if I'm actually willing to be with you and call you my man, it's because I assume there will be a future there. I would like to see a future there. Don't waste my time. So, ladies, gents, definitely set standards, goals of what you want in your relationship. You know, something that I have shared recently to one of our friends, but even when it came to me and my husband, you know, me and my husband have been together now for 18 years. That's a long time. But when I got pregnant with my daughter, we were not married. We weren't even engaged. And my mom tried to force it, you know, like Spanish moms. And we were together already. She was 2008, 6 years. So we were already together for 6 years. And she's like, listen, mi hija no es una cualquiera, meaning, you know, my daughter's not, you know, a whatever chick. Like, you know, she's having a baby with you. You guys need to get married, et cetera, et cetera. And it's not that I didn't see him as my husband and I didn't want that down the line. I just didn't like to feel forced, right? But as time passed, you know, a year, 2 years, I'm like, okay, now we're ready 7 years, 8 years. We're like 7 years, 7 years and a half around there. And I told my husband, then boyfriend, right? I said, listen, I'm not a teenager anymore. You know, we're in our mid-20s. We have a daughter together. We now live together because that was another thing I wanted to, you know, see how we were together. You know, we were living together already. And I said, what's up? Like, I don't plan on being the girlfriend forever, so I suggest something happens soon, or I don't know how much longer I can keep this going, because I'm not cool with playing the wife but not being the wife. And there's only so long I can take that. And of course, you know, he took it wrong, like I'm just trying to break up with him just to break up with him or anything like that. And I told him, I said, you are the only person I want to be with. You know, I see us growing old together and all these things. I want to have more kids, all that kind of stuff. But if you're not willing to commit soon, I can't promise you I'm going to continue here. And that was something I had to set out, you know, because I'm like, it got to the point where I just felt it. And a lot of people, there was friends who have told me, they're like, oh, but I don't feel like I should make my man, I shouldn't force my man to marry me. I shouldn't force my man to do this. I shouldn't force, no, you're not forcing. But you should set standards. you know, a story that I heard after all this happened was even with Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama said she had this conversation with, yes, she had her, what's his name? Oh my God, Barack Obama. You know, she basically told him, like, listen, you know, we're here. Like, if you don't plan on getting married soon, then don't even let this be. So that was like, that's what's up, you know, because for me, again, everyone that I spoke to made it seem like I was crazy for even considering saying that to my husband. They were like, you're really going to tell him that? I said, yes, I don't feel right doing this. And so, you know, that time came and guess what? He committed, right? So here we are, you know, about to celebrate now 10 years of marriage next year. So hopefully COVID is over by then. Maybe I'll have a party, invite all of y'all who continue to tune in, right? Make y'all my bridesmaids again. I have a small wedding, but very cute, intimate, great small wedding. But that's part of my experience when it came to goal setting, when even comes to relationships. You know, and I'm just sharing what I went through and what I feel like it is important, especially, you know, ladies in this time where I know, you know, you don't want to get married for the wrong reasons. You don't want to force a man to do something, but you should get a feel for where you guys stand. And if he's not ready to commit, there's another thing. If he's not willing to commit, then you have to be willing to bite that and either be okay with it and say, you know what, our commitment is the way it is fine, I'm good with that, and I feel strong enough to continue this. That's cool. If that's your situation and that's what you feel strongly about, by all means, do that. I'm just sharing my experience and what, for me, I was like, okay, I'm doing this, okay, this needs to happen. And that's what occurred. So, yes, Kimberly, sorry, I forgot Barack's name. Look, Enna says she forced Jay. Yo, Enna's be having the greatest. Look, she forced him. You don't set the standards. My husband and I got married after 10 years of being together, and our son was 9. We mostly decided as a family because we wanted the unity of having the same last name. Yes, I get you. So, you see, like, Mara, I remember you telling you and your husband have been together for a very, very long time, you know? So I see stories like this all the time, you know, where it's kind of normalized, in a way. But for me, like I said, I wasn't okay with it after a point, and it's just something that I wanted to, set. Don't want to be a forever girlfriend. When you die, you have no rights. But it's make or breaker, walking away is hard, confirmation, strong partnership rather than marriage. Yep, 20 years now. That's awesome. Jen, walking away is hard. I know, and that's what's, again, that's kind of what held me off from even telling my husband that at that time, because I said, you can't talk all this and not be about it, you know? So I told myself, if you're really going to tell him, you got to be okay with walking away if he decides to say, you know what, girl? I don't think we're going to get married anytime soon. So it's a decision you have to make, you know, and it works both ways, right? So for me, I felt like we had gone through so much together. You know, again, we had a baby together. It was like, why not? Maybe ask him, Jen, what's holding him back, you know? If my husband would have told me, you know, I'm not sure if I want to commit. I'm not sure if, you know, I feel too young. Whatever. If he would have said any of those things, again, I would have had to eat it and be like, okay, am I going to deal with it? No, his real reasoning was really like, I got to figure out how I'm going to get you a ring. Like, literally, that was his, like, I got to see how I'm going to get you a ring. This is pre-business. This is pre, you know, money-making time. So that was literally like, okay, I'm just trying to hold back. I know you want a nice ring. And I didn't care about that. I honestly didn't. I'm like, and, you know, recently when we had this conversation, he had a conversation from a man to man, and it made me view things so much differently. You know, he spoke from a man's voice, and he told me why. You know, he's like, you have to understand from my side, he didn't see men getting married. He didn't grow up with a father. He didn't know what it was to even, he didn't know if an engagement ring came, like this came the band. He didn't know anything. So he said for him, it was really hard to just be like, okay, I'm willing to commit. And I didn't understand that part, you know? So maybe you need to speak to your significant other and ask maybe what's scaring them. And, you know, maybe you can understand. But she said, let's talk about your poll. Well, we're going to talk about my poll in another live. I wanted to keep this live short. I'm actually recording it. I don't know if this will sound right on a podcast because I'm talking to you ladies and gents at the same time. So I think that's hilarious. But the poll, let's just say that poll that I spoke about, my life is for men. What are you talking about? It is for men. Men, join. Shout out to the gentlemen who don't want to write and are tuning in. I promise you, I'm giving great advice. These tea with me's have to be longer. I want to just literally, I was like, I wanted to keep it like 40 minutes max. But just so all of you know, the poll that I made earlier, which was, you know, what do you think about cheating? And do you should you stay with someone for monetary reasons? 99% said you should not stay for monetary reasons. There was like two girls who said they would stay. It was actually only three people. One of them told me she typed yes by mistake, and two of them said yes, they would stay for money. But hey, it is what it is. But we'll speak about that on another time, because honestly, that's a whole nother probably 40 minutes that we can speak about. But let's just close this out. Thank you, ladies and gents, for tuning in. Let's go back over the setting your goals. SMART, just think about that acronym: specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. Okay, so write that, remember it, be specific with your goals when it comes to your business. Write your actual days down. Like I told you, I shared with you the things that I did with my notes. I wrote dates down. So be specific when it comes to your business. Be specific when it comes to your health. Everyone wants to have abs. Everyone wants to be a multimillionaire. Everyone wants to do all these things. But if you're not specific and you're not being honest with yourself of it being achievable, then, you know, stop it. Stop fooling yourselves, right? So this is funny. You guys are making me crack up. We all better be married by 2021. Yes. And if you are, shout me out. That's all I'm saying. You got to shout me out at your wedding. Just say shout out to Val and that Tea with V podcast, you know, back in quarantine August time. So definitely shout me out. Shout out to my lovely BFF, Sammy. So Catherine says she's married to the game. Forget it, dude. She's married to the game. And that's what's up. If right now your focus is your business and building your wealth, do it, girl. By all means, focus on that. Because like I said, for me, I think goals are a lot more achievable if they're laser-focused goals. Like, you're literally giving it your all for that season. Whatever that goal is, whether it's business, whether it's getting married, whatever it is, just make it a laser focused goal. But for me, like I said, it should always start with better self-care, you know, whether that's, again, self-building or fitness, whatever you feel meets your goals and you want to attain this year, it can happen for you, you know? So that's Tea with Me. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm sorry if I missed some of the comments. But yes, you can multitask, but you can't multifocus. So again, shout out to all of you for tuning in. We'll be here next Tuesday. I know I got a lot of topics, so maybe I'll do another live sometime during the week and just do a pop-up. And I will post this on my page. For those of you who missed it, I posted these podcasts that I've been doing. Well, these lives, but I don't post it on my feed, so you can just go to my page to find the old one. But yes, every Tuesday, same time, Tuesday, 10 p.m., we'll have a different topic. But as you can tell, we end up speaking about different things all the time, and there are some that will just be me speaking. There's some that I will have some guests on, and yeah. Thank you. I love my hat. My honey got it for me when we went to the Kanye. It was literally, you know, everything sells out with Kanye West, but he literally went out while the concert was happening. I told him, we didn't want to wait online when we got there. And while the concert was happening, he said he had to go use the bathroom. And then he came back and literally bought me everything, all the Kanye, you know, merchandise available at his concert. And this was one of them. So shout out to my hubby. Yep. That's 18 years, y'all. But this was the first time catching live, but I hope you enjoyed it. And tune in for next week and share it with your friends. Tell your friends, come share, come have some tea with V, with Val. This is mine. I really do love tea. And I look forward to tuning in with y'all next week. So till next time, God bless. Ciao.